Chapter 2. A Friend is Encountered. Bailey was losing his fight. Reason alone was not enough. Bailey told himself over and over, "Men live in the open all their lives. The spacers do so now. Our ancestors on Earth did it in the past. There is no real harm in walllessness. It is only my mind that tells me differently, and it is wrong." But all that did not help. Something above and beyond reason cried out for walls and would have none of space. As time passed, he thought he would not succeed. He would be cowering at the end, trembling and pitiful. The spacer they would send for him, with filters in his nose to keep out germs and gloves on his hands to prevent contact, would not even honestly despise him. The spacer would feel only disgust. Bailey held on grimly. When the ship stopped and the deceleration harness automatically uncoupled, while the hydraulic system retracted into the wall, Bailey remained in his seat. He was afraid and determined not to show it. He looked away at the first quiet sound of the door of his room opening. There was the eye-corner flash of a tall, bronze-haired figure entering. A spacer, one of those proud descendants of Earth who had disowned their heritage. The spacer spoke.
"Partner Elijah."
Bailey's head turned toward the speaker with a jerk. His eyes rounded and he rose almost without volition. He stared at the face, at the broad, high cheekbones, the absolute calm of the facial lines, the symmetry of the body, most of all, at that level look out of nerveless blue eyes.
Daniil,
the spacer said.
"It is pleasant that you remember me, partner Elijah."
"Remember you?"
Bailey felt relief wash over him. This being was a bit of Earth, a friend, a comfort, a savior. He had an almost unbearable desire to rush to the spacer and embrace him, to hug him wildly and laugh and pound his back and do all the foolish things old friends did when meeting once again after a separation. But he didn't. He couldn't. He could only step forward and hold out his hand and say,
"I'm not likely to forget you, Daniil."
"That is pleasant," said Daniil, nodding gravely. "As you are well aware, it is quite impossible for me, while in working order, to forget you. It is well that I see you again."
Daniil took Bailey's hand and pressed it with firm coolness, his fingers closing to a comfortable but not painful pressure.